Page 81, Kuf Nun Dalet. So we're going to discuss about, the last halachas we've been discussing about the sanctity and the kedusha of a shul or a base medrash, those type of things. How about something a step removed from that? What kind of kedusha has to be afforded to something that's past that? We'll see what that means in a second. So Machaber says, again, on page 81, Kuf Nun Dalet, Rachava shel ir, the city square, if you can imagine such a thing. Afa pishin ispalam ba bataniyos, even though they daven there on fast days, right? So you know that there's a whole structure, the Mishnayos and Tanos and the Gemara Tanos talks about if there's no rain. So there was tefilos and there was fast days in it. So it revolved, believe it or not, and they didn't daven in the shul where these special tefilos took place was in the city square. So the reason why is, Mishbura explains, is because since everybody came there was not enough room in any individual shul. So that everybody went to the city square. So it's a place where you daven every once in a while. Hopefully not so once in a while. Hopefully it doesn't, there's no drought. But still, even though you daven there on fast days for drought, ain't ba mishum kedusha. There's no kedusha there. Why? Imneshu arai, because it's temporary. So again, we'll see. We'll apply that to look in the next case. Chaim batim v'chatzeres, a house or a courtyard. Shinis kavsim v'am lispalu ba'akroi. That sometimes people come to that house or to that area, that open area. Oh, leaving aside about having an open area altogether. Perush, derech mikra, once in a while. So it means damen lo derech kvius. It's not a set thing that people damen there. Ema mishum kedusha. So there's no kedusha there. So you know, you have this sometimes, not even an avos minyan, but you know, people daven in a house because it's far for them to, they don't want to go all the way to the shul or whatever the case may be. So the question is that place have any kedusha? The answer is no. I daven there. But again, that does not have kedusha because it's not used for that. So base, hasokrim bais umispal limbo, you rent a building, a house, or a store, right? Well, most will start off this way, a storefront. Umispal limbo, and you daven there, ein lo din besakness. So it doesn't have the halakha of besakness, which we learned in Kuf Nun Gimel, that you can't sleep there, you can't eat there, all those things we learned about before, that does not apply to those places. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who say, the Shari Tshuva brings down that if that's only for a shul, but based on Medrash, since you learn there, even though you're renting it, it would have Kedusha. But the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand it. Any yodea tama, I don't understand the reason for it. Again, this Mishnah Berurah says maybe because since you daven and you learn therein, so maybe it has more kedusha. Okay, gimel, tashmishe kedusha. Now this is very important. Things that are used for kedusha. Now again, we're going to get into this. There's different levels. There's tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah. Things that are used for something kadosh, and we'll see what those are in a second. And certain things are used for something that's a mitzvah. Or there's also articles of mitzvah too. So what's tashmishe kedusha? Gigon, tik shel sefarim. A case for svarim. Now, again, you have to keep in mind, we're not talking about this. You know, we're not talking about our svarim, right? Keep in mind, though, as we've been learning throughout, we're talking about svarim, we're talking about, as Mishnah Berurah says, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, they're written as a scroll, right? And then, so they have more Kedusha than, not to say our Chumashim and Sidurim don't have Kedusha, but that was a higher level Kedusha. So if you have a case for it, might be a cloth case, could be a wood case, whatever it may be, so that the tik shel svarim u'mezuzas, u'retzuas, or a cover for mezuzas, or ritzuas tefillin. right? The ritzuas of the tefillin itself, right? Those are used, the ritzuas itself are used to service, so to speak, something of kedusha, which is a tefillin. V'argash nosim bo sefer Torah, or an aron kodesh, right? A container, whatever you want to call it, for an aron kodesh. Like we have a portable one, right? So let's say something like that. The Mishnah says it was made for that. So that little Aron Kodesh thing was made to be an Aron Kodesh. Shnosim bo sefer Torah or chumash, v'kiseh shnosim alav sefer Torah, or again something, not a chair itself, but something that you put a Torah on. So the Mishnah explains this is talking about a shulchan. Right? Right? That, right? Or we'll call bima, whatever you want to call it. Now the Mishnah says, even though there's covers to it and things like that, but still, it's called tashmishei kedusha. Right? The bima, the shulchan, whatever you want to call it, services kedusha. What is that? The Sefer Torah. Right? So that's called a tashmish kedusha. So you're getting the idea. Vilon shetomon lifnei ahechal, or what we call parochas, right, a curtain. So again, so the parochas itself is not kodesh, but it serves, right? It serves kedusha, sefer Torah, whatever. So now, what's the halacha with all these? Yesh b'hem kedusha, so those things, even though they're not kodesh itself, but they are tashmish kedusha, they're an auxiliary, they're a service to something that's kodesh. They have kedusha itself, v'tzarach l'nganzam, and you have to put them in geniza. In other words, after the Mishnah says after they're worn, and you're not going to use them anymore. Still, even though you're not going to use them anymore, they still have kedusha, and you can't use them. I don't know. You know, people are strange. I want to use a parochas as a blanket, right? I envelop myself with the sanctity. You know, you can imagine somebody doing this. So you can't do that. You can't throw them out. They need geniza. You have to put them away. You know what geniza means? You have to put them away in a makom ha-meshumar, in a safe, protected place. Now, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says, as opposed to, as we'll see later, this is something that is used for kedusha. But then there's another set, a tashmish of a tashmish. Now, there could be something that's used to serve this thing. We'll get to that. In other words, something used to service that. So in other words, we're going to get into that. Let's see. We'll see various examples. So then, again, that would be further away. So the Mishnah Berurah says something that's a tashmish of a tashmish. So again, we'll get to that later. You're allowed to derive benefit from it. Okay, now there's a lengthy Ramah, so we'll have to hold off on that. And but again, they were very interesting halachas. They come up very, very often, right? What do you have to throw? What could you throw out? What do you have to put in geniza? What do you have to bury? Right? That's a big issue today, very big issue. So again, we're not talking about shemos yet. You know, things that are printed, Hashem's name and I'm psukim. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about articles. We're talking about articles, and those articles are either kodesh themselves, again, tefillin, sefer Torah. You know, those type of things are kodesh themselves. Then there's something that services them.
Like a bag of incense.
Right. Or, well, that's a tashmish mitzvah. That's different. That's mitzvah. Like a lulav. Or a menorah. Or that's different. These things are kodesh, because what they are, tefillin, sefer Torah, like those. And then we have things that we are used for them. So again, something that's a sefer Torah, obviously, there's nothing to talk about. We talked about that before. But here we're talking about away from that, that still has kedusha, and you can't just throw it away.
Like a case for a mitzvah.
That would be tashmish mitzvah. So that might be even less. Right, and then we'll have a tashmish with tashmish. So what I'll leave you with to ponder is, and we'll get into this. Okay, we just talked about the bima. So how does that work? Well, especially look at our bima. So we got the bima, we got a cover, and we got the plastic on top of the cover. Right? So now think about that. So what is a tashmish for the Sefer Torah? was a tashmish of a tashmish, and then obviously there's no such thing of a tashmish of a tashmish, tashmish. Because if you have a tashmish of a tashmish of a tashmish, a secondary tashmish, it's already, you could use it, right? So you don't have a third level, right? But just bear that in mind. So again, our bima is very interesting in a lot of different ways, because again, you got the bima, you know, the wood or whatever that, you know, the physical part, and you got a cover, and you got the plastic on, so the cover, so that the velour, the velvet doesn't get wiped away, right? So, again, so the kashrut would be, right? Somebody brought this up. Want to get a new plastic, right? It's a heavy plastic. Want to get a new plastic. Okay. What would we do if we didn't? But what would we do if we replace that plastic? Do you have to bury it? Could you throw it away? Could you... could somebody use it for some other purpose? That's not Kaddish. That's exactly what we're going to get into. Okay?